Olimar would fucking hotbox himself in that fucking helmet.
Spoiler. Fucking,
he's walking in the clouds, you know?
Spoiler for an upcoming video. One of the Captain Olimar jokes is finally kicked his many, many addictions. Because I was going to write just got off parole, but like, I don't want to. I feel like that's somehow meaner. At least kicked addictions is like positive.
Sibylla says Gary would absolutely vape. Gary is in Gary from
Gary Oak.
Oh yeah,
Gary Oak would
100% vape.
He would vape, throw his Pokeball, and then in the same like he'd breathe the vape into your face while saying, "Raichu, go."
No, he would vape out like a perfect circle and then throw the Pokeball through the circle.
Yeah,
and
then flip you off and show you his ass. He's got
vape kicks. His puff game, dilly dilly.
He would be able to blow out words in the smoke, and it would say, "Gary was here, Ash is a loser."
We were pitching dumb video ideas earlier, and I said, top 10 people on Xbox Live that called me mean words that actually it was likelihood people on Xbox Live that could call me mean words actually had sex with my mother. I give this guy a solid 4. I mean, it's unlikely, but it's not unquestionable.
Folks, I just picture Chris, like, you somehow getting your mom in on it, and you like film an interview with your mom. Like,
how many people have
you had sex with in your life?
Chris, I've never met your mother, but
she's a saint.
It would be incredible.
She raised 3 children by herself. She's a goddamn saint.
God damn. Dog bless.
Oh my god. Okay. I know we said we were gonna start the show, but then vaping happened.
But then they had
it, so. Are we actually ready to start now?
I think so.
Let's go.
Rich is Nintendo just dying Wii. Inside.
Really quick. Joe says Smash Bros. Characters edibility tier list coming in hot. Almost.
hey, no. you just calm down until Thursday, Senor Joe.
Eating them. Probably.
Eating's involved. Not really.
Not at all.
I lied about that part when I said eating was involved.
Kirby's in there.
Fair.
Kirby is in there. You know what? You got me on that one.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to episode 6 of the Save Data Podcast. I'm your host, David, and on this podcast, we talk about all things games, whether that be views, news, sometimes, or today, FMK, which is a bit of a different thing that we've done before. I am joined by our lovely leader, Zach.
Listen, we all know what NFT stand for, and that is no fucking thanks.
Oh, that was okay.
It's better than non-fungible tokens.
Listen,
is it?
I mean, fungible.
Yes, because
like
anything's
nothing.
Better than non-fungible tokens.
Yes, exactly.
Fungible sounds like a shitty 90s snack for
like
kids.
Non-fungible toad.
It sounds like a mushroom-based enemy in a kid's cartoon that sucks.
Non-fungible toad.
Oh shit, it's the fungible. Toad.
It's the fungible.
The fungibles!
I'm also joined by the voice of chaos himself. That's Chris.
This week in my life, I was fired from my job. The company's now folded. And my computer fell apart.
He's having a good week, folks. Having a good
Everything's good great week. Over here.
Oh my god.
I also bought a car.
Bad timing.
I know, right?
And I'm also joined by the ace attorney himself. It's Pridge.
I don't have anything to follow up those 2 great openings, so I'll just say hi.
I wouldn't say 2, but
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, I got one. Stuck on nerd.
Before we get into the topic of the show, which will be, I guess, which games, characters from games, inanimate objects from games, game developers that we'd love to fuck, marry, or kill, before we get into any of that, week bi-weekly segments, we're gonna go through our Fantasy Critic update quick. Pretty light week. In terms of drops and pickups, Zach's publisher Rectangle Helix dropped Gotham Knights because that game's not coming out till next year. Rest in peace. And Bridges, Polite Cat LLC, picked up Dying Light 2.
Love it. Oh, yeah.
I didn't pick up shit
on that. And then in terms of games that got reviewed.
They said it's coming out this year. I don't think it is.
Which
I think it is, Dying Light 2.
They seem pretty certain it was coming out this year.
Which is really weird for a place where a bunch of devs just left because it was super toxic. But
yeah, for the unfamiliar, that game was announced to come out like a year or two ago, was canceled indefinitely. Right. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere there was an
delayed
update.
Delayed
indefinitely. It was an announcement everyone expected to be canceled, and they're like, nope, coming out this year. Bam.
Right.
Hey, Dying Light 1 is great.
Dying Light 1 is an 8 out of 10 game that came out when there was no video games that came out.
Yes, man, is that dead on. And the first thing we're going to get to another Mirror's Edge game. So,
exactly. It was the control of the spring of, I don't know what, 2017 that game came out? Yeah. Control, a very good 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Dead on with that one. In terms of games that got reviewed, we got It Takes Two sitting at an 88. Very solid.
I'm pretty sure that is that the highest reviewed game of the year so far?
So far, yeah.
Probably.
At least
Not much has come out. And to be
But an 88.
I called it. No one's going to give that a bad review if they play it with a significant other.
Well, it's also it sounds like it's actually good.
Yes. It also looks like it might be sad.
I listened to the Besties podcast today where
Rush and Chris Plant
played it. They didn't like it.
Interesting. Did they play it together?
They did play it together.
Man, I really wonder how it would affect like playing this game with a significant other versus a like coworker or friend.
You know what? Basically, we might find out because me and Fridge might stream that in the future.
There you go.
We'll give you our impression on what a podcasting duo thinks of it.
The TLDR is basically they're like, we didn't like the characters. They shouldn't be together. They also definitely shouldn't have a kid.
Also, I have heard that. Yeah.
That is.
I know so many goddamn people that shouldn't be together and shouldn't have kids. Fuck off. Anyway, we're back from the edit, and Zach didn't say anything mean. Let's keep going.
Also, Monster Hunter Rise got reviewed. It's sitting at an 87, which is also doing really well. Everyone's pretty hot on that one. I think that's it for our fantasy update. So, Zach, what you been playing, my dude?
I'm trying to think, because last time I was on, I gushed about Loop Hero. Paradise Killer, and I talked about Maquette. I don't think I've played a video game since then.
Holy shit.
I've been very busy and have been trying. I mean, one, I just adopted a dog this week, and things are going very well. He's been a very good boy, but also desperately trying to finish the Zelda video. So I don't think I've played. I haven't played
Luke. You didn't play Ace Attorney, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to talk about that. You know,
if you watch our content, you've probably seen it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I mean,
more people watch that than this show, so if they know.
More people watch that than just about anything we do. So
It's true. All right, well, Chris, how about you?
Very similar to Zach, I've been playing this awesome new game, Adobe Premiere 2021. It has a lot of really cool features, such as crashing all the time. But hey, the text tool is better now, so there's that, I guess. Sorry, this is my sweet Adobe Premiere review. I did pick up Loop Hero after Zach talked about it for 45 minutes last 2 weeks ago. hey, Loop Hero's good, y'all.
Thank you.
It is the game of the year so far. It will not be for long because better games are going to come out. But hey, it is a very good game. And for $15 or whatever, Victoria saw me playing it and she was like, oh shit. And then like a day later, I walk into her office, she's just playing Loop Hero.
It's an addiction. It's very
is, and it's quick to pick up enough that like I think really like there's no one that couldn't play this. Kind of belongs on a phone, TBH, but whatever. I can live with
it.
It
does belong on a phone. I agree with
that. It's a good game. Have I played Jack all other than that? Like, you know, the usual League of Legends and Legends of Runeterra's and Valorant's, but nobody cares about that. I don't think I've played any other game since then. In my defense, nothing's come out, so get off my back.
I do remember I did play video games in the last week. I apologize. I did play I started playing the Ratchet and Clank from 2016, 15.
Oh, love that game. I played that somewhere
recently. It's good. I've never touched a Ratchet and Clank. And I was like, wow. Okay, this is pretty fun.
Yeah, I did the same thing earlier this year.
You did.
Have you played Final Fantasy X?
A little bit. I played like the first six hours.
Because originally, does it bother you that Tidus's voice actor is Ratchet?
I didn't know this.
Oh, it's been so long since I played. I didn't even realize.
I didn't know that there was like a lot of voice acting in this. I knew jack shit about Ratchet and Clank.
I mean, there's been eight games. Like,
right. It's just something I never. I was like, man, really
we did
good.
This before. I'm remembering we had this exact conversation.
Yes.
Last time I talked to you.
I can list six off the top of my head.
It seems like what people talk. When people talk about enjoying the Lego games, it's like that, but way better.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, you're just collecting a shit ton of bits to slowly upgrade your...
It's very satisfying when you clear a room full of dudes and just all the currency just flies.
Yeah, feels good.
So good.
The humor, I think, again, I'm pretty much going to echo everything David said. It's hit or miss. Some of it is definitely like... There was one... I mean, again, I've only played like 2 hours of it, but like... There's one like side character that was basically like, "We'll see you in the next reboot. Bye." And I was like, "Oh, okay. And like, that's funny."
Sure. Oh, yeah, the plumber. The plumber says that.
Yeah, and I was like, "Okay, that's a funny joke." but it's honestly good. This makes me excited to play a Rift in Time when it does come out.
Yeah,
I will do that.
For me, that's the whole reason. I'm guessing that's the whole reason you played it, right? Or Rifted.
It was more of like I had an evening where I was like, I need to step away from the computer. What can I do? Play video games. What do I have? Oh, hey, Ratchet and Clank. Haven't played this. It's free. Let's download it and go.
Oh yeah, so, it is free with the what's it called?
It is free. Yeah. I don't know if I'll get through it before Rift comes out, but I may.
It's only like 6 hours long. Maybe a little longer than that.
Okay, it's really that short?
It's pretty short, yeah.
Yeah, six to eight, I'd probably say.
Okay, maybe I will get to it.
Sounds right.
Then maybe I'll finish it. So there we go.
And it's a good game.
Mentioning Play at Home, reminder to everyone who has a PlayStation, there's like 10 Play at Home games you can redeem on the store right now for free.
Yeah.
Go redeem those in the next month.
And like five of them are good, so that's great.
Yeah, I think five of them are VR, four of them are normal, and then Horizon's coming like later this month.
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn, which if I didn't already own on two platforms, I'd get it for free.
Purge, what you been playing?
Still a lot of Bravely Default 2 and Nausea. Not much change there. I think I'm very close to being done with Bravely Default 2. Hoping I'm close to being done with Bravely Default 2. I don't really know if there's much more enjoyment for me to get out of it now that I think I've created the most busted ass party group.
Nice.
Like I'm pretty sure there's, outside of the boss I just beat who had essentially an insta-kill move once he got to a certain percent health threshold, I don't actually think there's anything in this game that can beat my party because it's just such a disgusting combination of broken abilities.
Nice.
So I'm hoping I'm done with that game soon. and then the only new thing is I picked up Horizon Zero Dawn and I've put in about 10 to 15 hours in that, I think. I'm loving that so far.
Nice.
That game is
yes.
So good.
I love that fucking game, and no one talks about it.
I love the aesthetic. It's both tribal and primitive, but also all the enemies are fucking robots.
Robot dinosaurs, robot animals.
It's a great blending of aesthetics, and it works great. Obviously, the game looks gorgeous. I really like that you have a spear and you can just go fucking brawl things, but you will get your ass kicked if you try and do that because the game is very much about stealth and playing smart, and I need to stop being impatient and trying to get in spear fights with giant robots because I lose those and they kill me in two hits.
To a robot fight. You brought a spear to a robot fight.
Yeah, they kill me in like two hits. I need to stop, and I need to stop pretending I'm good enough at dodging to fight hordes melee. So I need to play like a smart person and stealth the shit out of them. But no, it's a very, very fun game. And it has a shit ton of collectibles and side quests. And I will obviously spend much more time than necessary getting all of them, which is what I love to do.
Nice. Nice.
I have played the first hour, roughly, of that game. I was honestly probably more 30 minutes. Like, I got, like, the initial story of Aloy as a baby girl.
Oh, with those terrible, with those adult faces put onto children?
Yes. That was, I was like, it is really weird.
It's weird. It's clear that they're like, look, we only have the little kid models in this game for 10 minutes. Let's just not work on it too hard.
That definitely was, from my tiny impression of the game, was what I got. I was like, I'm sure it gets a lot better. I do need to go back to it, especially with Horizon Forbidden West presumably coming later this year. I do want to be a part of that when it comes out.
I love that game. I also think Aloy is an awesome character. I think a really well-written female identifying protagonist, unlike Lara Croft, who I hate because she just gets into trouble and dies all the time.
I think we've talked about Lara. Like, she, the first game of the remake was great for her. The rest of them, I'm like, you were okay.
Her character was good in the first one.
She had negative character progression. I don't know what happened. She ended game one so cool, and then game two, she's like, I don't want to have to do it.
That is the perfect way. She did have negative character progression. That's the best way I've ever heard of wording that.
It's character regression.
Yeah. I need to get back into Horizon, so.
Me too. Maybe I'll do that list for soon.
Maybe I'll do that this after I finish the Zelda video.
Or will you just go play more Zelda?
Oh, I definitely won't play more Zelda. I guarantee you that. I'm so over playing Zelda right now. Literally, I was like in the middle of doing an edit, and I was like, I don't have the footage for this.
Oh no.
And I was like, it wouldn't take that long, and it's the kind of thing where it's so specific I can't just like find a YouTube video where somebody else like does it.
You can't just type an X game name trailer and be like, it's good enough.
Yeah, it was like I have to look at a very specific wall in the temple.
Oh no.
Like, oh no.
For like 10 seconds, and I'm like, nobody has that. I'm like, okay, let's do it. And then because the Stone Tower Temple is what it is, you have to play this fucking song on the ocarina 30 billion times to progress. And I was like, this just took 30 minutes to get 10 seconds.
You can't no clip through that shit?
I mean, I don't know the fucking secrets here. I'm not going to research how to.
He's not a professional speedrunner.
I'm not.
Yet.
Right. Maybe I will be by the end of this. Anyway, Stone Tower Temple coming this Sunday, folks. Get excited. The more I keep saying it, the more I have to make it.
He's committing. Yep.
I mean, it can't come out Monday or Tuesday because that's Ace Attorney days. So it has to be Sunday.
And then Thursday. Oh boy, Thursday.
Thursday is the chaos day this week.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big week.
It is gonna be a big week. Be very hyped, everybody.
For me, I played a few games. So I think last time I said I was playing The Last Campfire.
Oh fuck yeah! How is that?
It was good. Turns out I only like 45 minutes left, so I should have just played that before the show last week.
How much did you spend on it?
Like time or money?
Time.
How much?
I think it was like four and a half hours.
Oh, okay.
It was fun. Like it was very. I had a lot of enjoyment out of it. It's just Breath of the Wild puzzle rooms, like I said last week. Super fun.
Oh baby.
Yeah, no, they were fun. It was short enough. Like if it were any longer, I probably would have been annoyed, but it wasn't. And the ending is actually a very good representation of how I as an atheist see death, which is pretty cool, and I don't see that very often in games. So that part was cool. Really enjoyed that.
Tell us about your theistic religions or beliefs of life after death, David.
My atheistic?
Anyway, we're back from the edit and
short version, there isn't one.
Rick, but No peace is just rip. Just R.
Yeah. There's R. Just R. Rest.
It's just re.
After I finished Last Campfire, I started Life is Strange. I had never played that one before.
Really? Oh.
I've never touched it either.
So I'm liking it so far. I'm very early. Like, I haven't even finished the first chapter. I think I'm most of the way done the first, but not done with it yet. 5 or 6 chapters. So I got a ways to go still, but I'm enjoying like the time rewinding mechanic thing. That's super cool. Writing's really good. Voice acting's pretty good. I feel like I'm probably going to enjoy the rest of the game.
You're in the first chapter. I have to ask, how do you feel about Warren?
That's G. the Harding?
Character. No, I hate that guy. He's the boy that wants to take Sam on a date.
Sam or Max?
Max, sorry.
Oh, I mean, he's
Sam and Max.
I'm literally at the point where I'm about to like get in a car with Warren. Very early.
Okay. On. Fuck so. That kid.
Joe, he seems Joe. Fine.
No. He doesn't. He's not. I'm not like revealing anything that he's like a bad guy. I just, as soon as I saw a kid, I was like, nah, fuck off, dude.
Joe says, just go outside and scream hella a bunch, and you pretty
I forgot.
I mean, it does take place in Northern California.
Want to go ape? So,
no, do they really say that a bunch?
Hella? Or go ape?
No, go ape.
Oh, I don't think I've heard that one yet.
That's You're really in funny. For a treat.
Whatever. So far, I'm having a good time with it.
Game's great. My jokes aside.
Other games I played, I finally finished Tales of Phantasia. That's done. In the record books. I will eventually have a review for that, along with all the other Tales games. I haven't decided if I'm going to wait till I finish a few to do or not. But I have copious notes, and it's not a good game, but...
Ouch.
The last 10 hours are significantly better than the first 20, that's for sure.
Ouch.
I think I talked about this last time of how it took like 15-20 hours for the game to not suck. There's a 4-episode anime for Tales of Phantasia. I watched the first couple episodes. And they literally show like the first, like a brief introduction of the first hour of gameplay, and then they skip to hour 20.
Even so, they were like, oh, fuck this.
Even they were like, there's nothing important happens here.
You know, we rip some games for being too confident in their shitty game design. I like games that are like, yeah, our game design sucks. Big Whoop, want to fight about it?
Now, David, because when you say games with bad first hours or first like significant amounts of time, I think Kingdom Hearts 2 or Twilight Princess are two of the biggest ones that come to mind.
Oh, would you much say worse than those. Much worse.
Would you say it's like that, but times 4?
Yeah. Like, and I don't even think either of those have a horrible
franchise.
I guess Kingdom Hearts, I didn't like the opening. Like, story-wise, it makes sense afterwards, but it's kind of annoying. First half, 2 hours. But, like, no, this... Yeah. Honestly, the first hour is fine. It's hour 2 to 20 that are like, what the fuck? Why am I here?
Yikes.
So, happy to be done with that. And since I finished Tales of Phantasia, I moved on to the second Tales game, which is Tales of Destiny. That one, much better. Holy shit, it's so much better.
For your sanity, I'm glad.
The gameplay is actually like sort of worse at the moment, but like the story is really good. Not really good, but so much better that it's like I don't hate everything. So that's cool. I was regretting saying I was going to play every Tales game playing Tales of Phantasia. Now I don't think I'm going to. So.
Again, I don't want to sound shitty or rude, because obviously the Tales franchise does have many games.
Too many.
I agree. It feels like Tales is a franchise that has a bunch of like 7 to 8 out of 10s, but for some reason has persisted.
That is true. That is an accurate statement.
Okay.
That's an accurate statement, and then there's like 3 or 4 of the games that I would say climb out of the 7 to 8 range.
Yeah.
Like I'd say the vast majority of Tales games are average, or are slightly above average, but there are a few that are just very, very good.
why do you think they made so many of them?
It's like Dynasty Warriors or Yakuza. They weren't that popular outside of the East until, except for a few good standouts, but they made enough money in the West. You didn't have to translate most of them. And who gives a shit? We need games because we're probably like Sega or some shit, and we need games.
Most of them had very limited Western.
Sun. Give me another Golden Sun.
I mean, I'd rather have a Tails than
Didn't
Golden
the team
Sun.
Behind that like get like cannibalized?
They got eaten alive by other humans. Yes.
Oh, shut up.
Ooh,
David, what's your answers to Joe's question?
I just read it.
What's your intro game? I'd actually say maybe Vesperia. It's both modern, but one of the better ones.
That's a pretty good. So, Joe asks, he hasn't played any Tales games. Which one should I play to expose myself to the series? If he should play just one. That's tough. Part of it's availability, because most of them
because Vesperia has a recent definitive edition. Yeah.
It's on Switch
easy to access, really. And yeah. It's one of the better games, which is why I lean towards that one, despite Symphonia and Abyss being my favorites.
Yeah, I would say Vesperia. I think that's like the definitive edition. That's what I'll be playing when I finally get to that in a year. That has the best mixture of, I think, a pretty good story and good combat. And
yeah.
That's why it's one of the ones that I think is above an 8 out of 10.
I've really only played Symphonia, but I did like it quite a bit. So Symphonia. Maybe that's the answer.
Symphonia.
I mean, that's a good one, too. You can get it on Steam now for pretty fair. Easily. So that was also pretty
I've heard
easy
the port's
grab.
Pretty bad, though. So maybe not.
I did buy it on Steam for $5. I have never touched it, but I did love playing it on the GameCube.
Oh, like Shadow Tactics.
Like Shadow Tactics,
but I think Vesperia feels more modern than Symphonia does. Symphonia's combat is more dated, and so is Abyss. Abyss has some more dated combat, so I think Vesperia, or I would say even the most recent one, Berseria, would both be good.
I do need to get to that one eventually.
It's good.
Really quick, I do want to update you on the developers of Golden Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Sun was fucking made by Camelot. Makers of fucking Mario Golf.
Oh, nice.
That's why
they haven't made another one. Yep.
Weird enough, I was on their Wikipedia page today.
That's not surprising knowing what you're making.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's a fair point now, isn't it?
Secrets. I guess that's it. I'd start with Vesperia or Berserk. Both one of them. And then if you like it a lot, Symphonia or Abyss are the next in terms of being good.
Yeah.
Fair.
A little more dated, but they're my favorites in terms of story and characters.
Harder to get. I think.
Probably just says that explains the weird golfing mini games.
In Golden Sun? Hell yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. I would rather have more Tales games than more Gold.
I think I played one Golden Sun game.
I mean, there's only two of them, so.
I didn't know there was two of them. I thought there was only one.
Here's the fun fact about the second one. It literally starts off right where the first one ends. The first one literally ends
on a cliffhanger.
And then they're like, hey, here we are. It doesn't do the JRPG thing where it's like, oh, you're starting at this spot. You're playing as somebody new. It's literally like, remember the final boss fight from last time? Yeah, you just ended that. Now you have to run out of the tower that's exploding. And I'm like, oh shit, this is cool.
So the opposite of Beyond Good and Evil 2, where it ended the first one on the cliffhanger and the second one's a prequel.
It's the opposite of Beyond Good and Evil 2, where both of them actually came out. Yeah.
Damn it! I was going to say.
I knew you were going for it.
I know Golden Sun 2 is a game that you can play.
that's fair. Oh, okay. With that... If you're not familiar with FMK, that's Fuck, Marry, Kill. So we are going to be picking out of a selection of three for each of these groups. One that we would like to, well, maybe not like to, prefer to bang. One that we would prefer to marry. And one that we would prefer dead. So those are the three options.
Bed, wed, behead is the way to go if you want to keep a PG.
I mean...
Nobody else agrees with me.
Already not
all those
be.
PG shows with beheadings.
What was the dumb thing I said? It was smooch, hold hands with, and punch.
Smooch, hold hands, and throw hands.
Oh, throw hands is really good. Actually,
that's good.
All right. Well, okay, hold on. Let's go here. This guy. What am I looking at?
Okay, so this is Darkmind from, I believe, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror.
I would assume so. There's two mirrors around. So that's the first guy.
He looks like a fiery eyeball with some armor spikes and a second head on top of the eyeball. Weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
And then we got Dark Nebula, who is just Staryu with an eye in the middle. Except Void. And then we have Zero.
It's a lowland Staryu. It's dark water form, dark water type. Oh god.
We have Zero, who's literally just eyeballs. Just eyeballs.
There's just five eyeballs. One of them's big.
Yes.
Masahiro Sakurai, create a better villain, please.
Oh, this will not be the last we've heard of Masahiro Sakurai in this FMK.
Otherwise, they'll be too big and he'll complain.
Oh, God. Give me all of them one more time.
Oh, sure. So we got Dark Mind, we got Dark Nebula, and then we got Zero.
All right, I got mine.
I think I got mine.
Yeah, I do too. All
right, let's hear them.
Zach, go ahead.
I would fuck the middle one.
Okay, I would the void marry, eye. Okay.
Yeah, I would Starfish. Marry the last one because if I come home from a long day at work, I feel like
I want five eyeballs watching me. Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's
here's the thing. I feel like I could hug the big eyeball and it would feel nice, and then the four eyeballs can like you know go around buzz around me and make dinner. I don't know what the fuck.
What an interesting rationale you have.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like, you know, Stepford Wives kind of thing here. And then thing one is just way too overdesigned. It's fucking...
Sorry,
it's
you missed the killer joke of the Stepford Eyes. I'm just going to need you to walk that one back for me.
Stepford Eyes is really good.
All right. I'm going to marry Dark Mind, I believe is this thing's name, because at least it has hands. It could probably, you know, have a job and, you know, be a supportive partner. I'm gonna fuck the starfish, I guess, because I have to. Because I, boy, do I want to kill that big dumb five set of eyeballs that Zach wants to marry.
That's fair.
Listen, all I'm trying to say is if you marry Dark Mind, you constantly are gonna have two mirrors reflecting yourself back at you, no matter what you do.
I'm hot, okay. Baby. Who gives a shit?
I would rather have two mirrors than five eyes.
Yeah, so I'm definitely killing this eyeball ass thing.
Yeah,
100%.
But I'm gonna fuck the mirror thing. I'll fuck ceiling, Dark Mind, and then just I'll marry Dark Nebula.
Ooh, I'm with Chris on this one. That eyeball looks like it's myself on fire. I'm all right.
Listen, that eyeball thing looks like it was designed in the 90s, and therefore...
It's Cesaro!
All of these look like they were designed in the 90s.
Because they were!
All are the same thing, basically.
That's not true, and you fucking know it.
They're all giant eyeballs surrounded by a thing.
Yeah, with just a bunch of accoutrements around them.
One surrounded by spikes and mirrors, one surrounded by a starfish, and one surrounded by more eyes.
Sakurai really has something with eyeballs going on.
Like, Sakurai's got his eyes on you.
Second set, this is non-existent games.
Ooh.
Starting off.
Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Size straight. But yeah, it's Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Elden
Ring.
This game is open on the joke. Okay.
Wait, no way.
And Half-Life 3.
What? Okay.
Wait,
we're gonna have to do a remix right after this one.
Someone posted this.
I think I made this joke.
I don't think you made this one.
Fuck off! I made this joke.
I'm good. I'm locked in already.
I mean,
I have little attachment to any of these franchises, but I'm locked in.
It's gonna be different for all of us because we all have different attachments to this franchises.
I have no attachments to any of these.
I'm ready.
I mean, y'all know I'm marrying Beyond Good and Evil. That's easy.
We know.
Yeah, I'll fuck with Half-Life 3 and I'm just gonna kill.
I'm the same as you, except I'm gonna switch Half-Life and Beyond Good and Evil, and I'm only fucking Beyond Good and Evil because maybe that means it exists for just long enough for you to play it. That's for you, buddy.
Thanks for taking over the team.
I'm actually doing the same as Chris.
I don't know.
I'm I'm killing Elden Ring. I'm marrying Half-Life 3, and I'm fucking Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Yep.
No, I am marrying Half-Life 3, fucking Elden Ring, and I mean, you can't marry or fuck something that's never going to come out, so I can't give it to Beyond Good and Evil.
These are all games that aren't going to come out. They don't exist.
I'm about to say, first of all, none of these are coming out ever, except maybe Elden Ring, maybe.
Elden Ring has pages, all right?
Yeah, famously has pages. Can I offer a remix to this question? Because I, not a joke, wrote down two of those three games on my thing.
Yeah, hit me with it.
So, FMK, Elden Ring, Beyond Good and Evil 2, Metroid Prime 4.
Fuck you, Metroid Prime 4 is coming out.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
My answer doesn't change. Just Half-Life 3 and some fucking Half-Life Metroid Prime.
I think I'm marrying Metroid Prime. No, actually, yeah, mine doesn't change, actually.
Yeah, mine doesn't change either. I'm marrying Metroid Prime 4, fucking Beyond Good Evil, and killing Elden Ring. Sorry,
yeah,
at least.
I'm killing Elden Ring.
Moral of the story, you can just swap Metroid Prime 4 for Half-Life 3. They're interchangeable.
Those games are worth equal value in the alchemist circle.
Equivalent exchange.
Joe chat says Metroid Prime 4 is legitimately coming out on the follow-up console to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, the Super Switch with Super Metroid Prime 4.
His uncle's friend's roommate works for Nintendo, he know.
also, Bacon says they've never heard of Elden Ring, which, hey, I mean, you know about as much as you do about that game.
The better way to just not know it exists.
Live your life in bliss.
We're going to jump to the Sweet Summer Children. Don't worry, these are not actually children. That would be fucked up category. Which is number one. It's our boy Glover.
Oh, God damn it. I know what this
number
is going
to be. Number two, it's the Goof himself.
Yeah, there he is. George Geek.
And number three is Kermit. Is Kermit in Kingdom Hearts or in a video game? Not really, but he's on this list.
Why did you pick this picture? You know, I guess no one led you to this.
This is a great picture. Are you kidding me?
But in Zach's defense, I sent you a very good image of Kermit today that you could have used.
I put these together yesterday. I didn't feel like switching it. Also, this is fantastic. Fuck off.
I love him with the Keyblade. Hey, man, he's Disney technically. Oh, there's nothing stopping Kermit from showing up in a Kingdom Hearts game except cowardice.
True.
All right.
I'm locked on this one.
I fuck Goofy because ass down, face down, ass up. That's the way he likes to yuck. And then I marry Glover.
You're killing Kermit?
No, I marry Kermit.
Oh, sorry. You're killing Glover. I mixed it up.
Yeah. No, you don't. I'm not dealing with this fucking glove.
If the glove says is marry not... all three, polyamory is the only way.
Listen, the glove does not fit, so I must acquit. That's all I'm trying to say.
That doesn't mean anything.
Didn't mean anything in the original O.J. Simpson trial either.
Hey man, if he did it though, right?
If I did it.
He sure did.
kill Glover, doesn't deserve love. Fuck Goofy, because we all know from that infamous comic, Goofy fucks.
Goofy and Mary Kermit. He doesn't fuck.
Thank you. Mary Kermit, because how could you not? Look at that boy.
How could you not?
So here's the thing. Canonically, Goofy is a loving father. So he's of these three, he's the one who I actually would want to have a family with. So I'm marrying Goofy. The one who is the canonically part of the family. I'm obviously killing Glover because Glover.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hell with Glover. And then just by process of elimination, I guess I'm fucking Kermit.
Now,
you want me over
Pritch. Counterpoint. Someday he'll find it. The Rainbow Connection.
That's what? True. Kermit can serenade you.
Well, I just meant maybe he'll find the Rainbow Connection, which is me and Kermit together. In a union.
Forever.
Okay, I didn't get any of that, but thanks.
I don't understand any of it either.
It's a Muppet Show at Tracks. Okay.
It's that song brings tears to my eyes every time I hear it. So
it's genuinely good. Jim Henson.
It's so good.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to what?
Jim Henson.
Jim Henson.
Okay, he is dead.
Yeah, the concept. What?
Moving along, we got Final Fantasy Swordy Boys.
Oh.
Oh God.
This probably gonna be the one that exactly was on my list.
So we got Cloud, obviously. Okay. We got Sephiroth, obviously.
Ugh. Oh no.
And then we got the Heartbreaker, though. We got Squall Lionheart.
Oh,
see, wow. I did Cloud, Squall, and Tidus for mine.
Can I kill all three because they're all annoying edgelords?
Yeah.
No. You have to choose.
Fuck.
The whole point of the game is you gotta.
I'm done. I'm good. I got mine locked. As soon as like I had already had the first two pretty much locked in whenever you said the third.
Yeah, I know mine.
Yeah.
Chris, who are you doing?
I will who am I doing? I'll do Cloud, but I want to get it over as fast as possible. I'm killing Sephiroth because I'm not gonna have sex with a genocidal maniac. And I guess I'll have to marry Squall.
Does anybody here know about? Does anybody play Final Fantasy VIII? Does anybody know about it? Yes,
but I don't remember any of it.
He's not that likable of a character. Rinoa, yeah. Though.
Sorry, Rinoa. What? Okay.
I didn't stutter.
In the same boat as Chris on this one.
Boom.
I'm gonna kill Squall because I've just never liked anything about his design. At all. I'm gonna just get the one night stand with Sephiroth over with because I'm not marrying him, and then I'll marry Cloud.
Yeah, even the genocidal maniac alive. Strong choice.
I mean, listen,
it's bound to be a pretty crazy one night stand.
Exactly. You can't kill that many people and not crazy.
He's got a wing. That's got to do something.
Oh my god! Can he lift me into the sky while we have sex? And
oh, you 100% can. Yeah.
Jesus, why would you not?
Hold on. I have a question that might change my answer.
Okay.
Does his theme song play while we have sex?
Undoubtedly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask that, and yes, the answer is
kill
yes.
Cloud, fuck Sephiroth.
It's like.
That's awesome.
But it only starts to play as you climax.
It builds up, and then
as you climax,
it's through an orchestra playing it live.
Yes,
you heard it here, folks.
All watching you.
You heard it here, folks. That's the fine. Best fuck music is One Ring Angel.
It's,
ooh, top y'all, 10 y'all, best video game songs to fuck to.
Wow, that's a great idea for a video. What
Chris, write that down. Write it down.
I'll put it in the production Slack for the same data cast.
I don't think anybody's done that yet. We have to make that. The video game sex playlist. Wow.
Video this game music to fuck to.
We just lost two viewers. I watched this.
Fake fans.
They were weak.
As long as City Escape plays after the one night stand you want to get away from.
Oh my god.
Best video game breakup songs.
No, but you're telling me to follow you.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
You just dub in don't.
Don't follow me.
Joe says, rounding off the list, number one is Gangplank Galleon. Yes. Gangplank Galleon fucks. It's a great song.
Okay.
Squall into that good leather kink is a thing that Holly
I mean, that's
said.
The entire anyone designed by
Tetsuya Nomura.
That's what I'm saying. Anyone designed by Tetsuya Nomura. Speaking of game designers,
I hope this is another one that I have.
Speaking of game designers, we have the Peter Molyneux of gaming, beginning with our boy David Cage.
Ugh, wow.
Second boy, Peter Molyneux.
I would love it if he wasn't included.
And because I couldn't remember who the third one was, Todd Howard.
It was Todd Howard.
Okay, it was Todd Howard. It wasn't sure.
Okay, I know what I'd do.
I also know what I would do. Oh,
me too. I know what I'd do.
Yeah, rough. I think I know.
It's real rough. The fuck is real rough.
It is.
David, this is you've wrought this. You start.
Sure. I mean, I'm obviously killing David Cage.
Let's good, good.
Thank you.
Hey, hey, I'm going to get ahead of this. If that isn't anyone's answer, we're going to have a problem.
You got to kill David Cage.
I'm definitely killing David Cage.
You do have to kill David Cage.
I'm going to fuck Peter Molyneux. It's quick. I can do it one time and be done. Eyes.
He actually has really good eyes.
No, what? No, look, I thought they were saying they're dead to the world.
Yeah, they look dead to the world to me.
No, Todd is a person you come home to at night, you know? It's been a long day.
And he tells you lies about Indiana Jones.
Todd's the guy who, he may lie straight to your face about a game he's going to make, but he cares about you.
Lie to you about your beautiful children.
He cares about you.
Todd cares
about the things he makes.
You know, you can come home to Todd and be like, listen, I had a really long day at work. You know, I was trying to do this. I got fucked by Todd in accounting. What did you do today? And he's like, I ported Skyrim to another console. And you're like, God bless
you. See that tree? I climbed it.
It just works.
Right, very quickly.
I have the exact same answer as you. And if you need reasons, David Cage is a sexist racist, that therefore he must die. Peter Molyneux is there by process of elimination. And Todd Howard is also there by process of elimination, which is weird. But let's be real, he's the only option to marry.
Yeah, same answer here.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of anticipated that, but really, what wrong?
It had to be on there.
Todd also has a very powerful jawline, and I never realized.
Can I remove
and good hair? Just let me admit, Todd Howard has
removed David Cage because he's the obvious kill.
Yes.
Tetsuya Nomura. Now, I want to clarify one thing about Tetsuya Nomura. You know, belts are involved.
I would swap. So Tetsuya Nomura would be my fucking Peter Molyneux would be my
same. I swap Molyneux and Nomura.
Oh, you're saying swap out Todd with Nomura?
No. Todd is still the Mary, but now Molyneux is the kill and Nomura is the fuck.
Yes.
I would fuck Nomura.
He's gonna want to put on some fucking like Hot Topic ass playlist, though. It's gonna be awful.
That's fine.
Yeah, but you only have to deal with it once instead of for the rest of your marriage.
You gotta get it over with.
Yeah, he's gonna get it over with.
Joe to say Todd is experimental in the bedroom and asks you to put a blindfold on you. After doing so, you hear him lean to your ear and whisper, "Hey, you're finally awake." Takes off the blindfold. You're on the Skyrim cart. That's fucking incredible.
I wouldn't even be mad.
I'm not going to lie. I would laugh my ass off, and that would be fantastic. Well played, Todd. Well played.
Well played.
We've turned a corner on Todd Howard, his friends.
Todd starts with foreplay and somehow tricks you into playing Skyrim for the 20th time.
But here's the thing. Todd Howard would start with foreplay, and somehow you end up on a 20-hour gaming session, and it would be good.
Here's the thing. Does the version of Skyrim that Todd makes you play, is it modded or not?
Is it the Switch version?
You know, Todd Howard is playing those sexy Nexus mods. You know,
okay,
it, basically.
Thank you. Okay, then we're good. Then I'm all down for whatever.
All those orcs with big boobies. Yeah, Todd loves them.
Yep.
All right, so we're done with white game developers. Let's move to Japanese game developers.
Okay.
We got, of course, Hideo Kojima. You know he had to be on this list.
You got it. Yeah. Look at that face.
Look at it.
He's Italian. He's male Bayonetta.
No.
If anything, that's Joker.
He's male Bayonetta.
He is absolutely not.
He's really not.
We've got
short-haired male Bayonetta.
We've got, along with Hideo Kojima not aging, we've got the unaged, the Masahiro Sakurai. And then we've got the origin of fun himself, Shiggy. We got Shiggy Miyamoto.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
See, this one, you gotta pick somebody to kill on this one. That's
For me, that's easy, so.
I am locked in, and I'm sorry about who I'm gonna have to kill.
I'm very locked in.
Oh, this is tough. Somebody else go, because I can't do this one.
All right, I don't share the same reverence of Hideo Kojima that most other people do, so I'm killing Kojima.
Damn.
Bye. You and your badly named characters and your weird ass stories. Goodbye, Kojima. I won't miss you nearly as much as other people will.
Yeah, but Kojima's gotta fuck, you know?
Here's the thing. If I'm having sex with Kojima, I want his sex playlist because I'm sure it's awesome.
Oh, it's my God. It's a true statement.
You know for a fact it's good.
Okay, so I'm killing Kojima. I will fuck Sakurai and marry Shiggy.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
I will marry Shigeru Miyamoto, the architect of our childhoods. Yeah. Because how could you not? He's the best. I will fuck Kojima because of the aforementioned sex playlist. You know he's into some weird shit though, and that's gonna hurt.
You're gonna get into the room and he's gonna hand you an outfit, and it could be literally any character from the Metal Gear franchise, but it's still gonna be kinky as shit.
I mean, it could be any character from anything, and he'll make it kinky as shit.
And
I will kill Masahiro Sakurai, not for any particular reason, but also I don't want to imagine any kind of relationship with that man.
You know, I will say this. Of all three of them, Masahiro Sakurai deserves the rest. And so I don't feel so bad about killing him.
Jesus.
What does that even mean?
They've been making him work on Smash Brothers for too long. Let the man go to sleep. And by that I mean die.
Forever? Because he's dead?
A franchise he clearly hates.
To sleep perchance to dream. A Masahiro Sakurai story.
Sure.
That's my answer.
Wait, so who are you? I'm assuming you're marrying... Shiggy,
yeah, I got married to Shigeru Miyamoto, and then
I'm doing something that you all hate me for.
Uh-oh.
I'm killing Shiggy.
You're gonna kill?
I'm killing Shiggy.
Are you killing Shigeru Miyamoto because he's old?
He's done, basically, yeah. Like he's shot funny. His shot. He's done.
Yeah, he only made Mario. He's washed up.
I mean, he's not making stuff up. He made a ton of stuff. All the respect in the world to him. He's kind of done in the month.
Have fun walking out of tunnels, weird.
Also, he did tell, I forget if it was Tim Schafer or Michel Ancel that their game was trash, and it's like one of my favorite games, so.
Beyond Good and Evil?
I forget if he said Beyond Good and Evil or Psychonauts was trash, but it was one of them. I think it was Beyond Good and Evil, yeah.
Damn, Shiggy.
I need to look this up. Keep talking.
There was a dev playthrough with Tim Schafer and Michel Ancel playing Beyond Good and Evil together, which that's just me in a room right there. That's just the personification of what I think about games. And Michel, I think, recounts showing the game to Miyamoto and him saying, like, oh, this is bad.
Whoa. That hurts. That really hurts.
He said it hurt, yeah. He said it hurt.
The architect of Nintendo says, your game kind of sucks, Chief.
So yeah, I'm killing Shiggy. I guess I'll marry Kojima?
Wow, that's a choice.
Nah, I'll marry Sakurai. I'll marry Sakurai. Yeah. Sakurai has dedication.
I like Hideo Kojima. He's going to be unbearable after like a week and a half.
Yeah,
I've seen his Twitter.
Me too. I saw his Twitter. I followed his Twitter. I unfollowed his.
I muted him. I couldn't unfollow. I couldn't do him like that.
Wow.
I am 100% cool with unfollowing people. Fucking annoying.
Yeah, that's fair.
Holly just says, either way, dead to me. Miyamoto is canceled.
David got my back right there.
David's red room from Twin Peaks is just that room of them with them playing Psychonauts in it.
No, they're playing Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh, whatever.
We gotta go into a quick memes and dream. That is the Derby Group.
Ah.
So your options for the Derby Group are obviously Derby.
I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Big Money Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Big
Chef
Money.
Derby. Big Money Derby. Big Money.
Is it pronounced Big Money Derby or yeah? Money.
I think it's still Big Money.
It's pronounced Big Money. It's just spelled wrong canonically. Even the file name, which you cannot see because I don't have the screen share in the right spot, says Big Moenie in the file.
I mean, you always got to get yourself a man who can cook. So I'm marrying Chef Derby.
You got it.
Correct answer. Correct answer.
No to
and then, I mean, kill and eat the rich. So
exactly.
I'll kill Big Moenie.
Yes.
Then I'll fuck regular Derby.
Yes, Bridge.
Bridge has the correct answer.
That is the correct answer.
I like that in this podcast about us saying which video game fuck Mary Kill, we've talked about I think one set of actual video game characters and then three emojis from our Discord and then two video game characters and Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. Yeah,
if you're in our Discord, this comedy is for you. If you're not, I'm sorry.
You're right. You know, we need some video game characters, which means we go to the failed mascots section.
Yeah.
Failed mascots. We got Blinks the Time Sweeping Cat.
That a boy. Yeah. That a boy. Get him in.
We got Vex from the hit game Vex.
Oh, God.
Never forget.
And.
From everything about Vex.
It's the worst.
What may be worse, from the hit game Voodoo Vince, we have Voodoo Vince.
Damn it. First of all, shock this isn't Gex. Shock this isn't
I know,
Gex.
I was expecting no, Gex.
Vex has multiple games. He wasn't Gex. Failed.
That's fair. Bubsy or something. Who cares?
Bubsy also had more games than any of these people.
Yeah, but it was still fair.
Bubsy has more games than most video game franchises I like.
It's true. It's true.
Okay, I mean, I think we're all going to be saying kill Vex here. I'm just hoping.
I know I am.
Vex was literally touted, advertised as a Mario killer.
True facts. Yeah. True facts.
Ugh.
Why Vex right there? Joe in the chat asks, what the hell is Vex? Vex is Vex. Is Vex?
I'm Vex pretty theme. Sure, wasn't the ad like not like your other platformers or something like that?
So there's a bunch of great edgy Vex ads. One of them is Move Over Video Game Has-Beens. Vex is here to steal the day.
Wow.
And then I believe there is a, yes, hashtag not like most platformers.
Wow, that's fucking terrible. Yeah,
I'll kill Vex. I will marry that weird voodoo thing, but I don't think I can have sex with it. Which I guess just leaves the fuck for Blinks the Cat.
No, here's the thing. Y'all are forgetting that Blinks the Cat canonically has a vacuum, which does mean he can push the XXX and the YYY and you get sucked.
And you will be sucked. I'm glad that I pushed that meme so hard that like twice that we still talk about it.
That it actually makes sense now. Yeah.
I will marry Blinks the Time Cat because sure, why not? I'll fuck Voodoo Vince because he looks like he could use some loving. And then I will kill Vex for obvious reasons.
Well, here's the thing: if you fuck Voodoo Vince, you're also fucking someone else.
Oh no! Okay, I'm killing Voodoo Vince now. Voodoo Vince is dead.
No, you're killing someone else.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You are correct.
Oh fuck. Someone has this on collectors.com there's a framed version of the Vex video game Has-Beens Beware ad. Ooh, for Vex, and I really want it.
How much is it?
$35. That's not that bad.
That's pretty worth it. I'm not gonna lie.
Shit, that's really on brand.
Yeah, dude, I'm killing Voodoo Vince. I'll fuck Vex. He's edgy and probably mad. It might be cool. And then I'll marry Blinks the Time
Those
Cat.
Those claws.
I mean, I'm not into that, but I'm sure somebody's into that.
Some more, while we're talking about it, some more sweet Vex advertisement. A new bad boy is here giving the finger to lame games. And then another one, to hell with a princess, save the world.
Wow,
Vex
heads
are the worst.
Vex.
With two X's.
We gotta do a video essay on failed Mario killers.
Oh, 100%. We need to do that. I'm sure other people have done it, but we should do our own.
Yeah,
we need to spend all of it talking about Vex.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Vex cast.
It's a thinly veiled Vex video. We'll do some more video game characters. Welcome to the Elite Three.
Oh.
We got our boy Bruno.
Oh.
The Dragon Boy himself.
Like Gardevoir and some bullshit.
Lance.
No, that's too overplayed. We're not doing Gardevoir. Everyone is horny. We got Lance, the dragon eye wielding dude, and then we have the Ice Queen herself, Laura.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? The Ice Queen. I would crawl through a mile of broken glass to smell Lorelai's fart through a tube. All right.
They God, I know that's a meme, so I don't have to hate you forever.
Someone, anywhere, clip that and never, ever let Zach escape from it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I'm killing Lance because I don't want to have sex with a dude with a cape.
But he has three dragon knights.
No,
fuck him. He wears a cape and he's an asshole. I will have sex with Bruno because he's peak himbo energy, and everyone needs a good himbo in their lives. And obviously, I'm going to marry the MILF ice queen. Yeah, fucking no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, I am also marrying the MILF ice queen. I'm going to fuck Lance because I think dragons are awesome.
Yeah,
I'm literally set on time. So, yeah, and he has a cape. That's also awesome.
Pridge, the cape stays on while he fucks.
Good.
Yeah, that's the point.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Better.
Okay.
I'm with Pridge on this one. The dude has three dragonites. Like, what are you gonna do?
Fuck off. Get another Pokemon, Lance. I know there was only two dragon Pokemon in the first game, but eat my ass. But don't actually, because I want you to die. That's reserved for Bruno.
Halucha, in response to Zach's Lorelei thing, said Zachary Marie. Not your middle name, but it's very funny.
Yeah. It's also not my first name.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Is your first name legitimately just Zach?
It's not short. It's just Zach. The AK.
Yeah, he's one of those.
On my birth certificate.
Pretty dope. Yeah. That's pretty dope.
It's Z-A-C-K-K-C-H-A-R-Y. It's all of them.
Zachary.
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 Listen, we also got to do one for our Ace Attorney homies out there. And we will follow this up with a one for the Zelda homies, potentially two of the Zelda homies. I also have no context for two of these characters. They were recommended to me. So the first one we got is Black Quill.
Oh, yeah.
The topic name is actually Ace Prosecutors. These are all prosecutors at some point.
Yeah, Black Quill is a prosecutor in, I think, the sixth game.
Yeah, he's very late. It'll be forever before me and Pridge see this person.
He's a samurai who gets unjustly put in jail, but they bring him out to be a prosecutor because that's what he was before.
That's not how that works.
Exactly. That's why they always make sure he has his
handcuffs on,
even though he's prosecuting.
Sorry, can you zoom in? Is that a cigar? What is that?
Nope, it's a feather.
It's a feather.
Because he also has a bird.
His name is Black Quill. It's a quill.
He has
This guy just sounds cooler and cooler the more I learn about him.
I'm also 90% sure before he was jailed, he carried a katana with him at all times. Excellent. And fun fact, this game takes place in 2035. So it's in the future.
Excellent. So he has in fact studied the blade.
Yes, he has studied
in fact studied the blade. Actually, I don't think it's 2035, but chat quote me on that. He is from the future.
TF Bacon just said, Simon, I love him. He has a bird.
He does have a bird.
Oh, yes, his name is Simon Black. I don't remember the actual name.
Simon Black, Will.
Alucha does point out, you can't trust people with a pet bird, and that is factually
true. Good point. We also got Godot, not to be confused with Gal Godot. More confused with Cyclops.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the hell? Why does he have a future tech mask?
I don't want to give spoilers. He's in the third game, so he actually is in, I think, 2019 is when his game.
Okay, sure. Put the samurai in the game from fucking 2035. Yeah, put this guy in the one in 2019.
He actually fucks. So let me put that out there. He drinks a shit ton of coffee. That's his like character trait, is that he drinks coffee black constantly.
Oh,
okay. And he is kind of sexy. So there is that.
And we also have the OG prosecutor himself. Of course, we got Edgy Edgeworth.
This is done. This is done. It's you fucking marry Edgeworth, you fuck Godot, and you kill Black. I'm sorry, Simon, but like.
See, I will marry Edgeworth, but I'm killing Triclops, weirdo looking dude. And I'm gonna fuck Edgy McSamurai Bird dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will
shit
definitely
about
fuck Edgy Samurai Bird dude.
I don't know shit about anything, but I'm gonna fuck Edgy Samurai Bird dude, because why not? As long as the bird is not involved, not even a little bit. I don't even want it in the next room. I want it two rooms over. I will
no guarantees on that one.
I will kill Miles Edgeworth because I don't care about Miles Edgeworth.
And he seems like
kind of a fussy prick.
I mean,
he is. That's true.
And I will marry Cyclops, man, because he kind of looks like Kasuga Ichiban from Yakuza 7. And true, I like coffee just fine.
You know, I was gonna fuck Black Will, kill Godot, but then Chris brought up the bird being in the room.
I don't want the bird anywhere
near me. Or being like in the adjacent room, or like two adjacent rooms. Really?
Yeah, imagine you're fucking your squawk.
Yeah, I don't want that, so I'm gonna fuck Godot. And
really, you know, quick, he smells like bird poop.
Oh, definitely. At the very least, jail. Joe asks Pridge, how come lawyers don't dress with the puffy shirts anymore? Important question.
So I noticed, by the way, it's not a shirt, it's a cravat. That isn't his shirt that he wears. That's an additional thing he does every day.
Yeah, yes, 100%. It's been pointed out, there is one game where you get to see his office, and Edgeworth has a potted plant that has a cravat on it. Which is fucking incredible. Oh,
he's almost working his way back to Mary.
At least he sticks to his brand.
Yeah, he's very honest. True. For sure.
Why don't judges still wear those like white like colonial era judge caps?
Powdered wigs.
They do in some countries.
Hell yes.
Moving along to the other staple franchise. We got Zelda games.
Okay.
That is the name of this category. The actual games themselves.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We got Breath of the Wild, obviously. We got Majora's Mask in here.
Okay.
And then we got Ocarina of Time.
Oof.
Yeah, kill one of these games. That's a die.
Yeah. Man. It's a bummer. I'm going to say that no matter what, I will always be willing to come back to Ocarina of Time. Therefore, it has to be my Mary. I can have a long day. I can have a long year. I'm going to come back and play this game again. Breath of the Wild blew my mind, and therefore I assume it will blow my mind in the bedroom as well. Unfortunately, Majora's Mask, a little too dark to have permanently in my life. Maybe it's like a kinky sex thing. But I think I gotta kill Majora's Mask, which is
that's my Zen. I'm stealing Zach's answer.
Yeah.
I can't fucking believe I have to do this shit.
Oh, please give it to us, Chris.
Give it to me. Come on.
All right. I gotta kill Ocarina of Time.
What?
Yeah. I'm not hyped about it either. It's the most vanilla. It's the most basic. And look, that is one of the first video games I played to completion. I have a dear spot in my heart for Ocarina of Time. I don't go back to it because honestly, I don't love it that much.
You can't fuck it to completion.
No, but I will be fucking to completion Majora's Mask. That's okay. Right. I'm marrying Breath of the Wild.
What? Somebody clip this, please.
He's settling for a 7 out of 10 marriage.
Yes, but. And then this butt has two parts. And David, you're going to have to go in between those with your picks. But shut up. But counterpoint with Breath of the Wild, why I'm marrying it, Gerudo Valley.
I mean, okay.
That's your counterpoint?
Here's the thing, Chris. Counterpoint to your counterpoint, weapon durability. Can Breath of the Wild keep it up?
Oh, we'll settle down in the countryside. We won't have to fight anymore.
That was stupid.
My soup ladle will, however, break when I'm trying to make soup on the third like swirl.
Half of the chat is condemning us for killing Majora's Mask, Pridge.
I mean, listen, chat. You're gonna have to kill.
I honestly never got into it when I was younger, and I never had the desire to get it super into it when I was older. So
chat's gonna have to condemn three of us.
Oh,
because I'm also killing.
Damn.
And I'm gonna marry Breath of the Wild, fuck Ocarina of Time.
Wow. I was on the fence where you are.
Just based on time spent in the game, Breath of the Wild. Because I had played Ocarina of Time like once. Breath of the Wild, played that shit the whole way through. Like 80 hours.
David, have you never finished Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, I've played Ocarina of Time once, like twice. I have never finished Majora's Mask. I didn't get very far in that one.
That's fair. I mean,
which is why I'm just like, it doesn't listen, it doesn't do it for me.
As somebody who has played through the game twice recently, there is a solid section of Majora's Mask, Great Bay Temple area, Great Bay area in general, that is just not fun. So, sorry, everybody. Ooh. Fucking hate the egg side quest.
I have the second part of my butt. Fuck, marry, kill. Breath of the Wild, Link. You get to choose which outfit they're in. That's fine.
We know which one we're choosing.
Okay, fair. Right. Okay. Fine. Fuck it. Breath of the Wild Link in the Gerudo Valley outfit.
Yeah.
Twilight Princess Link, adult Link from N64.
Okay. I literally have that exact same one. I have that exact same one, Chris.
Okay.
I mean,
Bridge, I've never felt more close to you, my friend.
I literally have Links, Ocarina of Time adult Link, Twilight Princess Link, Breath of the Wild Link.
I mean, I'm going to marry Twilight Princess Link, fuck Breath of the Wild Link, and kill adult Ocarina of Time Link.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know when adult Link in Ocarina of Time is just going to poof out of existence or turn into a child. Like, you never know.
I'm going to switch it up because Twilight Princess Link, half time is woof.
Oh, I mean, they're a furry.
Half time is woof. I'd rather just fucking be done with it. And also,
you got me, Zach. Link, killing Twilight Princess Link. I'm swapping. You got me with that one. He's turned into a wolf. I'm all right. No, thank you.
Holly just says, marry Breath of the Wild Link, kill Ocarina of Time Link, fuck Twilight Princess Link. That's my answer.
I'm marrying Breath of the Wild Link because he's got a stable job as a palace guard. Yeah, he's got a strong background.
He also dies for 100 years.
They all die for 100 years. Who fucking cares? I'm fucking Twilight Princess Link because he's a furry. Aha!
Plot twist.
Plot twist.
I can put a tie on him and pretend he's Lugosi.
Okay, fuck you.
I'm gonna stand by that joke.
Oh, it was good. That was a good joke.
Breath of the Wild Link knows how to cook, owns a house.
Now, also counterpoint, Twilight Princess Link does know Midna.
How does that help?
Cool. I'm still Midna just gonna is take- like
Midna is the most beloved side character.
Yeah, but how Pretty does much. Him knowing her?
She's gonna be around. She'll be around.
Yes,
she got the big hand.
I do just want to. I don't care about the rest, but you would kill Breath of the Wild Zelda though, right? Because she's so fucking annoying.
Oh yeah, she does wear leggings and have a donk.
She does have an. She is in that period where Nintendo was like, "What if we just gave everyone sweet asses?"
Nintendo, keep that up. Not opposed to that one. Keep it up.
We're fine with it. I would want to
keep up the good work, Nintendo.
Anyway, back from the edit.
All right. So I know we all just made a joke about Twilight Princess Link being able to turn into a wolf. So I'm going to torture you guys with the League of Legends one.
Oh no.
Shyvana, Nidalee, and Elise.
Oh,
which girl that can transform into an animal?
This is easy.
What would happen if Ezreal kissed Shyvana's leg?
That is a deep, deep Reddit meme. That like
it is a deep Reddit meme.
I think only Prince.
This is very easy for me. I'm fucking Nidalee for obvious reasons. Killing Elise because she probably wants to kill me, and I'll marry Shyvana, Dragon Girl.
Do I live through the sex with Elise?
Yes.
Depends on you.
I don't know. How good are you?
Fair point. I will kill Nidalee. Because you know she smells. I will fuck Elise and I will marry Shyvana.
I would do David's answer. I would kill Elise, fuck Nidalee, marry Shiv.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm marrying a dragon. That one's automatic.
You know, Pridge and Chris, you both have things for dragons, I'm realizing. So,
Okay, let me get one thing straight. Dragons are awesome.
Dragons are awesome.
And the fact that you don't, you feel no strong way about killing, riding, eating, or like befriending a dragon makes you the weird one.
That's pretty true. I'm with Chris on this one.
If I'm sorry, eating a dragon, though, I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat that.
Like, but like, out of any of those, none of them do anything for you, which is insane.
No, riding a dragon, yeah. Okay, befriending a dragon, yeah. Having sex or eating a dragon, no.
Coward.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you need to take a lesson from my good friend Donkey from the hit film Shrek.
That was fucking good.
That was good.
Holy shit.
Oh, Christ.
Really quick, to catch up with the chat, Bacon does say, Ocarina of Time's Impa, Skyward Sword's Impa, or Age of Calamity Impa.
I don't know fucking shit.
I only
about
know Ocarina of Time Impa, so I have no input on this one.
I don't think I know Age of Calamity Impa. I think I know.
Age of Calamity Impa is amazing.
Oh, wait. I've seen pictures of her, yeah.
Oh, shit. Skyward Sword Impa's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hang on. We got. So this is Skyward Sword Impa. This is Age of Calamity Impa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Ocarina of Time. And let me tell
you. She's 20. We're good, folks.
Okay, cool.
Great.
I'm killing Ocarina of Time Impa.
Yeah, I mean. Samesies.
Sorry, you're too low polygon for me.
And I'm a merry Age of Calamity Impa and.
Same.
Fuck Sky Resort.
Fun fact about Ocarina of Time Impa, her design is based off of, I want to say, Suzuki, a Japanese AJPW wrestler.
Yeah, the chat's pointing out that Hyrule Warriors Impa was being used for Skyward Sword Impa. Skyward Sword Impa is
man,
very
I just
thin
used
tall.
The image that Chris fucking sent me, alright?
Wow, all right, Chris chat. Fucking set him up the bomb.
Yo, I typed in Skyward Sword Impa, that was the third result. I assumed it was correct.
Bacon says if you can't love her in a polygonal state, you don't deserve her as high res.
To Chris's defense, that is the like third or fourth image.
It's the fourth, actually, as I'm now looking at it. Apparently this one is the correct one I'm sending now.
Not changing my answer.
They're tall and thin. I'm
yeah, my I mean
yeah, this does not change my
yeah, my answer is the exact same.
Also same.
Like, can
are
I,
you kidding me? Look at that form. Aerodynamic.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried
that's
about.
That's what does it
next.
For Zach. Aerodynamics.
Yeah.
Can just
I hit
zero friction.
The Tall Queen Dream Team. Bayonetta, Samus Ooh. Aran, Ooh. Lady Dimitrescu. Not sure I got that right still.
Wow. Okay.
Whoa.
So that's Samus from Metroid, Bayonetta from
Bayonetta.
you can pick Bayonetta 1 or 2. I don't give a shit. And then Lady Dimitrescu, the tall vampire lady from Resident Evil 8.
Listen.
You've seen the internet.
Look,
I feel bad
as much
about
as,
this.
Okay, you go first, David. Okay.
I feel bad about this, but I'm killing Lady Dimitrescu.
Okay.
He's
probably a racist.
She doesn't kill you first.
I mean, yeah. All those reasons.
She's probably a racist. What the fuck?
I'm just spitting facts, dude.
She's a European vampire. She's probably
and
racist.
She's several hundred years old. Yes.
Yeah. I'm fucking right. Bayonetta because she can do the weirdest of coolest shit with her hair.
Oh yeah.
And I'm a Mary Samus.
That response. Oh yeah.
Yeah. No. Same answer here. As much as getting stepped on by a 9-foot vampire sounds amazing. Killing the terrifying vampire who is guaranteed to kill you. I'm fucking Bayonetta because she's Bayonetta, damn. And then Samus has always been
Listen.
My queen, the love of my life.
Listen, Zach.
And I will never pass for an opportunity to marry.
Fridge and Chris are not the curators of the save data horniness scale of video games for no reason.
True.
Let's be
true.
Real here.
We do run that completely real thing.
Yeah,
I got it. Yeah, I'm
out of the room. Yeah, Bayonetta, you can't pass up.
Correct.
Having sex with Bayonetta. Factually, you're missing out.
It's illegal. Just, do you want to marry her and have that all the time or once?
No, I don't. I don't.
So we're all pretty much in agreement.
Man.
I'm actually not.
Ooh. I don't know. Lady Dimitrescu, I can't say that on stream. She does got those mommy words.
I don't give a shit. Yeah.
You say, listen, it wasn't a run-on sentence. You said it. But I could never kill Samus. Oh.
Chris is going to come in here and just be like, I'm killing Samus.
I'm not killing Samus. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I guess I got to go with everything.
Kill I'm Dimitrescu. Killing Lady Dimitrescu. I'm fucking Samus. And I'm marrying Bayonetta. I know that's shocking to you, especially because Bayonetta is going to outlive me and it'll be nothing to her because she's a fucking immortal witch. But I can't. I wouldn't be able to live my life with Samus and not just constantly think, the baby, the baby, the baby. Especially if we had kids. Can you imagine?
That's really funny. That is actually really funny.
If you haven't Googled Metroid Other M, the baby? I mean, probably don't to save yourself the utter cringe of it, but do it.
Yeah.
The baby. Adam. God, that game sucks ass.
Yeah, it does.
God.
I mean, you could tell Samus which power-ups she could use in bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nothing we love more than telling a powerful woman what she's allowed to do. God.
Anyone got any other ones? Otherwise, I'll close out with one final one.
All right, here's one. Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Excellent. Okay.
Solid Snake and Kratos.
Wait, sorry. Kratos great. Or Kratos?
The one from Sony.
Okay.
The one from a Sony joint.
Yeah.
So I thought you were gonna say Dante from the Devil May Cry series, another character from something series.
I was thinking the cool dudes from the 2000s PS2 era.
I thought you were going to go with characters that are canonically virgins, Dante, Kiryu, and I don't know, somebody else.
That would take way too much effort to Google. Okay, so we got Dante from the Devil May Cry series, Snake. Mm-hmm.
His full name.
Wait, which Snake?
Solid
Snake.
It's
Snake.
Only okay. Solid.
And yeah. Then Kratos from God of War.
Yes.
Do I get to pick which like rendition of Kratos it is? Is it the most? Is it Viking Kratos?
Hey man, you got to deal with. He currently looks like a cool guy, but you got to deal with his creepy, misogynistic psychopath. He looks like the current one, but it's the whole package.
You got to deal with the fact that his skin is so pale because he actually has the ashes of his wife and child on his skin permanently.
Oh, forgot about that one.
Sorry, I want to get this straight. There is no situation I'm having sex with Kratos in any of these. I just want to get that flat out there. I'm killing Kratos.
I mean,
100%.
Yeah, I'm killing Kratos too.
Yeah, I'm killing Kratos too.
Here's the thing. Kratos and Dante both fuck. I mean, you got to marry Snake.
Dante canonically does not fuck.
He is a virgin canonically. But
really?
He does not know what sex is.
What if you were the first?
Here's the thing. I've never played a Devil May Cry game.
This is a 100% a true thing. I'm not fucking with you at all.
I mean, what if I was the one who he got to fill my dark soul with light?
I mean,
that's a quote.
There's got to be something here with being the first and potentially only person to fuck Dante.
Never mind, that's not even Dante.
I'll fuck Dante. I'll marry Snake. He's gonna die at war anyway.
Oh my god.
Chris is like,
I'll get veterans benefits.
True, you do get that pension.
And I will kill Kratos because I'm not going near that.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as
trauma. And
but here's the thing: Kratos could like hate fuck you.
So could Dante.
Apparently not. He's canonically a virgin.
Yeah, but he's also as strong as Satan. Like, whatever. I'll figure it out.
I mean, Kratos is as strong as several gods.
These seem like relatively equal to me.
But he also had some real misogyny problems in his past, and I'm not getting near that.
Also, to remind you, Zach, of the thing you said earlier, he canonically has the ashes of his wife and child his skin at all times.
You got me on that one. You got me on that one, fam. All right. Yeah. Sorry, Kratos. You're dying.
Also, he's just going to be like breathing at me the whole time, and I don't want anything to do with that.
Here's the thing. Not to reveal anything about myself, but if Kratos said to me,
boy,
boy, I would be like, oh, yes, yes, daddy. So
like, I'm not your son.
Hate it.
Fuck off.
Do your answers change if we swap one Kratos for the other Kratos?
Oh, I don't care.
I definitely kill that Kratos. I kill Kratos.
I mean, my switch is, yeah, because I like that Kratos.
Yeah, me too. all right. One last one to finish off. A community one. Okay. A community orgy. If you would say.
What? No.
Would you rather fuck, marry, or kill the Dark Souls community at large?
Oh.
The League of Legends community at large.
Oh.
Or the Undertale community at large.
I knew the term was going to be the Undertale community. Wow.
Do they all suck? Yes. Yes, they do.
Wow.
This sucks.
This really sucks.
God.
It's the problem where I could easily pick one of them to hate fuck me, but I can't pick one of them to marry because I cannot stand any of them.
I have a loophole.
Okay.
Not how this game works, but go for it.
I will marry the Undertale community.
Wow.
I will fuck the Dark Souls community.
Okay.
And I will kill the League of Legends community because unfortunately I'm part of it. That's right. I'm dead now. I've escaped.
Oh, yeah, that's not how this works. Yeah, you would not be dead. You would be stuck.
In that case, I'll still kill League because God, I mean, it doesn't change because League must die.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, but the Undertale community is going to unironically tell you ooh woo when you get home.
There is no pairing in this that I can marry that will not mansplain shit to me.
That's true.
That's a damn good point.
True point.
So I lose no matter what.
Listen. So I'm going to take a real bullet.
Oh.
I'm going to marry the League of Legends.
Why?
Wow. I'm already.
Well, I already feel married to it sometimes.
Yeah, it's been decade. We're already married by common law in most states.
Not a thing anymore. Most states don't have that as a thing anymore. But
fair enough. Really? You know what I meant. In some states, I would be married to League in common law. I'm gonna kill probably the Undertale community because they make me cringe more.
Yeah, they're pretty much the worst. And I love that game and probably more than the other two, but.
And listen, like, fuck the Dark Souls community. In both meanings of that word here.
In both colloquial uses of the term.
I love how fuck is almost exclusively used in FMKs for just get it out of the way.
There's no joy in it ever.
Yeah.
I mean,
not with Bay. There's going to be some joy in it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll praise the fucking sun and fucking fuck Dark Souls. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm already married to the League of Legends community, so I've already done this to myself.
Yep.
I'll kill the Undertale community because I hate Sans and I hate that he's everywhere. And like,
yeah, but at least the Undertale community won't call you racial slurs during sex.
That's true.
I mean, won't they?
It sucks.
Well, it's nice.
Fridge, because you said that.
At a less high frequency, at least.
You said that, and I was like, man, Sans is literally probably one of the like less bad parts of the Undertale community.
There's so much worse.
That song kicks ass.
It does kick ass. I'm not knocking this.
I mean, the music. Listen, we can talk shit about Toby Fox, but he can write some fucking music.
Yeah, Kenny Omega came out of that song at Wrestle Kingdom. It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it.
I think with that unfortunate reality in which someone has to have coitus with the League of Legends community,
I think we're done here, folks.
God,
we're done here, folks. Praise the sun. Anyone have any plugs?
Yeah, this weekend, get ready for Save Data Team Presents Stone Tower Temple Music Analysis. I mean, I shouldn't just call it music analysis. It's Stone Tower Temple, why it's so great, because that's what I'm talking about. It's the same bullshit where I talk about the inspirations behind the architecture, the design of the temple, and the music, and how the music was probably written and why it was written in the way it was. Lots of cool things here. Again, there's two versions of the song because the song changes when you flip the temple. There's actually some cool things that go into that. So I'm excited for this one. Please also be excited for it. That should be up this Sunday, presumably at 3 p.m. Eastern time.
So if you're watching this, it's probably already up because I think this episode show comes out on Monday.
Yeah, that's a bad plug.
Oh, Saturday. Okay. That's tomorrow, yeah. Folks.
Also, say hello to my good boy, Magnus.
Hi, Magnus.
You should save Data Dog on Twitter.
He just He's the Data Dog. Shit out of the mic.
Is he at Data Dog on Twitter?
No, I just made that up right.
Oh, you go get that Twitter handle.
Yep, gonna go do that right now.
and then when I get a dog, we bring both to the office. That can be both the dogs and the Twitter account. This is gold. In addition to that, you can find our Ace Attorney. I'm assuming parts one and two because we're getting long in the tooth now, folks. The stream cuts of those will be Monday and Tuesday on our channel. That's the best like recurring show that we do right now because man, those games are bonkers. And Zach Fridge and Wes do an amazing job with those. And then Thursday you will find the next video in my dark depravity. I'm talking about Super Smash Bros. That'll be up Thursday. It gets weird. It goes to weird places as is my fucking whole scene apparently.
It is sort of about Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, I mean, they're involved.
They're involved. I guess in addition, check out on Wednesdays, 7:30 Eastern, Ace Attorney stream. Thursdays, 7:30 Eastern, on the monitor streams. And every other Friday, 7:30 Eastern. Check us out on podcast services, too, if you haven't already. If you listen there, or if you want to be just super cool homies, give us a like, subscribe, or review, depending on what the platform is. It could be any of those. Helps us out a lot. Do that if you don't mind. It's Save Data Cast on pretty much all the podcasts.
Fun fact, I'm pretty sure if you search Save Data on Spotify, we are the first result.
True fact.
Which wasn't the case for a while, because I believe some random jackass's playlist was the first result.
Also check us out on Patreon, doing cool stuff.
Yeah, if you click around enough, there's a secret button
hidden below the donate button.
Yeah, you gotta find it.
This is the worst running joke you do. and you do running jokes about both Goofy and Kermit,
but it encourages people to go to the Patreon, so you can't complain about it.
I mean
he just did.
Sure.
you know what Dave, you got me there.
Pridge, do you have anything?
Nope.
Okay, cool. With that, I think that's gonna do it. So everyone have a wonderful weekend. This has been the Save Data Podcast. See you in a couple weeks. Peace out.
Goodbye.